Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, TiVo them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. We thank God, amen, for another day on today. Go ahead and text your friend and let them know that we are live and on the air. We're going to hear a word from the Lord on today. So just get ready. Put your listening ears on and amen and wrap back. Amen. You can take those shoes off. Everybody went to church and everything. Just take your shoes off. Just relax and hear some more word from the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. First of all, I have some announcements. I want you to know, if you missed it on yesterday, Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Bertha asked you, you missed a treat. My God, my God. She came online with the fire, glory to God, and as she began to give us the word of God, he took her higher and higher and higher. My God, it was just off the chain. The show came on yesterday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I want you to know you really missed a treat. But you can also go back and hear it on demand. It was a word, amen, that was a word, that was a word. So if you want to know what the word was, guess what? You're going to have to go back and listen to it, because it was awesome, awesome, awesome. And I know this ministry has been a blessing to many. And as the elder was praying, amen, and she was calling down some stuff, and, you know, she was tearing down and rooting up, and my God, you missed it. You missed a treat. But I want you to go back and hear it, because it was an awesome word on yesterday. And if you move on down just a little bit further, I am Prophetess Martha Williams, amen, Prophetic Corner Ministries. And this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. So I want to make sure that you tune in, tell your friends that it's going down on today. Glory to God. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between there. And if you move on down, we'll call the hour power. And the next hour will be none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Lane Jackson. It comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you, after you get off here, go ahead and take the 30-minute break. Then you can go over and hear Ministry Lane. And I want to encourage you to make sure you tune in on Tuesday night. The Power Impact team is back. Nothing will hold them down. They're back on Tuesday night. The Wild Radio, the show comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to say, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, these are the two that you want to connect with. Hit them up on Facebook, Apostle Yvonne Rouse. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Hit them up on Facebook, inbox them, and let them know what the need may be. Because I can guarantee you they're going to meet the need, glory to God. And they will get back with you. They'll inbox you back. They'll call you. Amen. Whatever you need is in the house. So I want you to hit them up on Facebook and let them know what you need so they can contact you back. You want to know how to become a part of the team? They will contact you. So I want you to go ahead and hit them up. You can hit them now if you want to. It's okay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just as long as you hit them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to also encourage you to go ahead and partner with us. And in partnering with us, you know, you will receive many, many, many things. And we're only asking for $25 or more. Come on and join us and be blessed. Glory to God. I know the ministry has already been a blessing to some. So I'm going to say to you, this ministry has, not will, glory to God. I know this ministry has been a blessing to you. So I encourage you to go ahead and give. You can go ahead and inbox Apostle, amen. You can go Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page, Pastor Joseph Rouse page, inbox them and ask them, how can you give? Glory to God. And I'm sure they can lead and guide you, amen, in the way that you should go. So I want you to go ahead and, amen, you can do that now, and they will tell you how you can give. Glory to God. You know, you can't nothing beat God giving. Okay, he said, give, and it shall be given. You know, sometimes we say, well, you know, I gave. He said, give. That means you continually to give. You don't just give, I gave that one time and don't give no more. He said, if you give, it shall be given. So that means in giving, you got to continue to give. You got to continue to plant seed. Glory to God. If you expect a harvest, you got to continue, amen, to give. So I encourage you to go ahead and hit them up and let them know that you want to give and you want to know, how can I give to be a part? I want to become a partner. And I can guarantee you, they can tell you. Amen. Glory to God. Now we're going to go ahead on. Amen. If you desire prayer at this time, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah. If not, we're going to go ahead on and open us up in prayer, and we're going to go on down the road with a message on today. This is the last chapter of Ruth. I don't know if you have been enjoying it, but I have. Glory to God. I didn't move. He didn't tell me to move, so I didn't move. Amen. But I'm sure your 10 prophets tell me to move now, because this is the last chapter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, no one's pressed the 1, so we're going to go on down the road. The last chapter of Ruth, chapter 4. This is the last chapter. So we're going to have a good time in the Lord. But I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for yet another day, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, everyone under the sound of my voice, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, Lord God. Let them hear, Lord God, what you have to say on today in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord, for those that need a healing, God, in their body. Father God, we know you to be a healer. So God, heal them everywhere they hurt, of God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to go in, Lord, and give them a touch, because one touch from you, Lord, it'll make everything all right. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to just go ahead, Lord, and take control, Lord God, in every area of their life, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you said, Lord, you're leading, guide them in the right direction, Lord God. Lord, you said the steps of a righteous man is ordered by you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you are the Prince of Peace, Lord. Everyone that needs peace on the line, Lord, and listening in the airways, Lord God, we ask you to send the peace to their house right now in the name of Jesus. Father, for whatever reason, their peace has been shaken. Their peace has been shattered. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we know that you can put it back together, Lord God. We know that you are the Prince of Peace. Wherever, Lord God, they are at, Lord, you can build them up and make them strong in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, right now, Lord God, oh, my God, to do a healing in their children's life, God. Whatever area it may be, oh, God, those that have gone astray, we call them back into the fold right now in the name of Jesus. Those that don't know you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to send somebody by. Someone by to give them a touch, just one touch from you, Lord, and it'll make everything all right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, Lord God, as we come in before you, Lord God. Lord God, with lifted hands, oh my God, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and what the Spirit of the Lord shall do. We thank you, Lord, for miracles, signs, and wonders. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, of all the backsliders that's coming back into the fold right now, in the name of Jesus. Touch each and every one of them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, every tongue that raised up against you, oh my God, we know you'll cut it down in the name of Jesus. Those that have itching ears, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that's listening at the negative and not the positive, push them back in the name of Jesus. us, those that don't believe, oh God. Lord, we know, Lord God, that everything lies in you. With your strength, you shall touch them in a mighty way, oh God. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, those that are standing in the need on today, Lord. We know you shall supply all their needs according to your riches, Lord God. We know you own everything, oh Lord God. And we know it's yours to give, Lord. It's not ours. You're just letting us down here on this earth, Lord. Just hold on to it a little while until you return in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you honor and we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. You know, we serve an awesome God. You know, I think sometimes when we go through trials and tribulations, we forget, hallelujah, the same God that brought us out the last time, he can bring us out this time. You know, he's an on-time God. So that means he ain't late. Glory to God. He see everything that you're about to go through, everything that you have went through, and everything that you're going to go through. Glory to God. But you know what? He can handle it all. Hallelujah. I know sometimes you can, it can be so down and out. You say, oh, my God, what am I going to do? But remember, reach back and get one of those old testimonies, you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you know what? He did bring me out of that. You know, and he's still the same God. He ain't changed and he ain't moved. So that's why you got to stay in that place. Remember, he ain't moved. And he ain't changed. Glory to God. If he did it once, he can do it twice. And if he do it twice, he can do it three times. And glory to God, and on and on and on. Because one touch, he'll make everything all right. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead on with our message on today. As you know, we've been talking about Ruth. Let's just look back on it just a little bit. Hallelujah. You know, as I began to study it, and you know, you always get something different out of the Word of God. When you study the Word like that, glory to God, hallelujah, you should be getting more than just one meaning, more just one little thing. Sometimes you say, well, that's all I got. But, you know, as you study it and go into more in-depth of a study, then, you know, God, with the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into even more. It'll quicken in your mind. It'll quicken in your spirit. It'll pull things out that you've never seen before. You know, I remember, you know, they talked about, you know, something good coming out of the hood. I thought about that today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know what? Something good did come out of the hood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. You know, we serve an on-time God. Now, God don't fall short. It's we that fall short. You know, so many times, and you know, you say you're always talking about money, but I'm just hearing and amen, glory to God, and you know, we just a servant. Hallelujah. So, you know, don't hate on the servant. Hallelujah. My God. Don't hold your hand tight. Make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Because something good did come out of the hood. You came out. You ain't in that place to where you were last year. Hallelujah. You may have been struggling, but guess what? And you know, where you got one check, he gave you two now. So guess what? Hallelujah. Something good did come out of the hood. Hallelujah. You know, you might have been struggling to where you couldn't pay your tithes on last year, but look, you're paying them now. So, hey, something good did come out of the hood. Glory to God. So continue on, hallelujah, to know that you are somebody. You have to first believe in yourself before you make anybody else believe in you. Glory to God. If you can't believe in yourself, then ain't nobody else going to believe in you. Glory to God. It starts with you first. Hallelujah. My God. Let's continue on with the word. Hallelujah. Now we see here when we go back in the stack a little bit where we were talking about Naomi and Ruth and Oprah, you know, and Oprah, amen, glory to God. She hung around Naomi and you know, she heard the same word that Ruth did. You know, and that's something how we talked about how one, you know, two people can be together hearing the same word, hallelujah, but one's going to get it and the other one, they ain't going to get it, glory to God. You know why? Because their mind is on something else, glory to God. That's why the one will get it and the other one won't. You know, how bad do you want it? Hallelujah. We're going to get into the message, but let's go on. Amen. Glory to God. How bad do you want him? Do you want him enough to, amen, to want the word that's coming forth from those that are above you, the ones that he put over you, and amen, to watches over your soul and pray for you and to know when things are going wrong and things are going, you know, they're bad and you're tired and you can't get no rest. That's a private joke, amen, glory to God. But, you know, those are the ones that he put over you, glory to God, hallelujah. And let me help you out with that. When they say Holy Ghost is real, I'm here to tell you, Holy Ghost is real, hallelujah, my God, Holy Ghost is real. So can you, you know, Oprah didn't get it, but Ruth did, you know, and this thing, Naomi lost all of her sons, she lost her husband, she lost all of them, and so she decided she would go back to the land where she came from. There was a famine in the land, so they had left and they went, amen, to another country, hallelujah, to make the ends meet, her following her husband, hallelujah, which, you know, sometimes you don't say, well, I'm going to follow my husband, but let me help you out. Hallelujah. Make sure he's going in the right direction. He's going in the direction of the Lord. Glory to God. Don't always just say you're going to follow people. Well, I'm going to follow you. Are you right? Are you wrong? Now, I'll make sure, amen, it's Jesus you're following. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And not just any faith. Glory to God. And, you know, she decided to go back. Well, after she kept telling them to go back, they wouldn't go back. Amen. Ruth wouldn't go back, but Oprah, and she thought about that thing. I'll go back over here. Like I said, she said, go back over there to a familiar area. Then that way they know me and the guys know me, you know, so hallelujah. I won't have a hard time trying to get a man. So, amen. She going to go back to where she was. Hallelujah. She was crying, but hey, those weren't tears of sadness. Those was probably tears of joy because she had turned around and went back to a familiar place. Be careful about always wanting to go back to those familiar place. And you know what? Be careful. I thank you, Lord. I always want to go back to them familiar men. Once you done left them, glory to God, and they didn't treat you right the first time, just keep on stepping. Hallelujah. Don't keep going back to that same old. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. And, you know, Ruth stayed with Naomi, and she went on, amen, on the journey. She did not leave her. She made sure she didn't stumble. She didn't fall, you know. Come on now. You know, Naomi was all up in age, and Ruth just stood right there by her, and she went on with her back to the land of Bethlehem because she heard the Moabites tell her that God had visited them, you know. And in other words, that means they had crops were growing, amen. The rain had came down, and everything was beginning to bloom, and she was going back to the place where she came from, and she went back to Bethlehem, hallelujah, where they was getting ready for barley harvest, wheat harvest, corn harvest. They was getting ready to harvest some stuff, some food, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, God will visit you also just like that. You may be thinking you're going through a little family, man, a little phase, but glory to God, he'll visit you just like that. I think so many times, amen, people don't want to spend the time with him to visit them, glory to God, and that's where you lose out at. You know, sometimes you start out a good race, well, Lord, I want you to visit me, Lord. I want this, I want this, I want this, and if it don't happen right then you'll stop. Hallelujah. You'll stop communicating. You'll stop, amen, spending time with him because it ain't happened. Hallelujah. But you know what? They went on back and they admit everything, you know, and after they got there, people were looking at them, and she said, just call me Mara, Mara, because, you know, the Lord has visited me. But, you know, come on now. If you had lost all your two sons and your husband, you would have been a little sad. Yes, but you know, God's still a good God. Hallelujah. You know, everybody, you may win. But weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. And that's what's going to happen, amen, to Naomi, hallelujah. So Naomi and Ruth, amen, they went on in the house because Naomi already had land over there in the place and house already built, you know, and everything. And see, Ruth was so faithful to Naomi. She stayed faithful to her right there. Are you faithful in the place that you should be in right now? Hallelujah. Are you faithful when it's time to go to church and when it's time to go to prayer? Are you faithful? You know, sometimes, you know, people say, well, yeah, you know, I got this to do. I got that to do. And I got this to do, you know, amen. But you know what you got to do? You got to drop all that. Hallelujah. You say, you know what? This can wait. Or I'm going to do it before prayer. And then I ain't going to have to worry about it no more. It's going to be all done. Hallelujah. If I need to cook you something to eat, honey, okay, I'm going to go ahead and prepare you some early the day before. Hallelujah. I'm sorry if you don't like leftovers, sweetheart, but you can go out and you can get you some. Amen. The hamburger place is right down the street, you know, and the chicken place is on the left. Hallelujah. And the salad place is on the right. So, you know, you go get you something to eat. Come on, y'all. Walk with me. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm going to prepare something the day before, huh? I learned in this walking, in this ministry, if you got something to do, go ahead and do it before. Don't wait the day of. Do it before. And that way everything will be done. When it's time for the Lord, and if something else come up, then guess what? You're going to wait the day after. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we're going to go on now. We're going to wait. You can wait the day after. So, amen, I'm going to make it quick that it's going to last. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So she said, well, let me go. I'm going to glean in somebody's field, you know. So she went on and she gleaned over there in the rich man Boaz. But understand, women, amen, she had to go through some stuff. And, you know, God had to prepare her because he had Ruth there. And he had Naomi there to help her, you know, along the way and tell her. You know, they was talking and she was talking about the Lord and how you're supposed to do and everything, you know, and serve the Lord. And, you know, she got it. Sometimes you get it and some don't, because it's, oh, well, you know, Lord knows I have needs. Glory to God. You better need to be with Jesus. That's what you better need to do. Glory to God, first of all, so you won't go out there and get some of these men with these pants. How low can you go? Good God Almighty, glory to God. My God, and they got one on the left, one on the right. They got one in one country and one in another state. Hallelujah. And they visit them both. Glory. Oh, come on now. Let's move on. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And you know, you better be careful. So when she went to glean, she went and gleaned in the field of Boaz, you know. And just think about it. God was setting her up, you know. He will set you up for greatness. He'll set you up for goodness. Glory to God. How many of you want to be set up for greatness and goodness? Hallelujah. Just because it ain't happened yet, hallelujah, that don't mean it ain't going to happen. Yes, you may have, well, you know what, Lord, it's been a long time, Lord Jesus. Lord, I've been asking you, Lord. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord, I've been asking you, Lord. Well, just keep right on praying and keep right on going. But don't ever let what you're supposed to do for the Lord fall short. That's what happened so many times. Then you got to turn around, go back, and start all over again. Hallelujah. I ain't want to start over no more. I want to continue on to get to the new things. Because if you're always starting over, you ain't going to get to where you need to go. All right, let's keep on. Hallelujah. Let's go on. We in the field now. And then, you know, Boaz comes out there in the field. Hallelujah. I'm just going to say what his good-looking self. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, hallelujah. Excuse me. And you know, hallelujah, he pointed Ruth out. He greeted his men, first of all, when he went in the field. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you know, come on now. You know, some people even enter a building and they don't even greet you. And you work for them and they don't even greet you. Hallelujah. And then some of them can greet you so sour. Good God Almighty, like you're sucking on a lemon. But let's go on. Hallelujah. And he greeted them. Hallelujah. And they greeted him back. Hallelujah. And that was so awesome when I saw how he greeted them and they greeted him back, you know. He said, may the Lord bless you, you know, and the Lord bless you. They were blessing each other. Hallelujah. And he said, who is that woman? And he explained to him who it was. He said, that's Ruth. Amen. She can't, the Moabite. She was, that's Naomi's, you know, she was Naomi's kindred. Oh, man, what you say. He had to set her up good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Boaz, well, he was thinking and walking around. Now, you know, Boaz could have had his pick of any woman out there. Amen. He could have had his pick of the little. Come on, man. Hallelujah. He had all his land and all his, amen, glory to God. He could have had his pick of the little. And don't you think the women probably wasn't looking at him? Come on, you know. Women, y'all know how y'all do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know you're going to look up. Hallelujah. They wearing the Calvin Klein. The smell gonna come by, you know you're gonna look up. Glory to God. I ain't talking about lusting. I said look up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. And he told them, don't touch that one. See, he was already guarding her right there. Glory to God. And he knew, I've heard what she did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't y'all touch that one. You know, those men were probably, you know, it's a new woman in town. So let's see. Hallelujah. Let's go over and we'll talk to her. But Boaz told him, don't touch that one. Because you can imagine it was already talking. It had to be already talking to the women in the field for him to say, don't touch that one. You know, he didn't say nothing about, no, don't you touch Susie over here, Sarah. Don't you touch Jane Jane and John John and JoJo. Don't you touch it. He didn't say that. He pointed her out. Don't touch that one. Glory to God. He was telling them then, hallelujah, I got dibs on that. Don't touch her. Glory to God, hallelujah. And he invited her, hallelujah, to come and dine with him and, you know, everything, and hallelujah. Now, you just got to think, Boaz was a man of character, hallelujah. He carried a lot of weight, you can tell, in the town, hallelujah. It said, the Bible said, don't let your goods be evil spoken of. Hallelujah. I didn't see where he was spoken, amen, evil of in my readings, glory to God. And I'm not going to try to read it through it, but I'm going to say in my readings, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, ain't good. Y'all come on, walk with me, glory to God. And he did. And he went on, hallelujah, he was a man of character. Even when she went and laid down by his feet, Boaz didn't touch her. Hallelujah. Come on. He didn't even touch her. And he didn't want nobody else to say that he did. He kept it, hallelujah, undercover. Glory to God. My God, he did. He did not, so he did. Hallelujah. He did it in a way. He said, hold up, this is what you got to do. He said, I don't want nobody else to see you. They see you coming from here. You know how people can read in the stuff, you know, oh, this happened, you know, that happened. None of that. He said, this is what you do. Because he was a man of character. He was a good man. You can tell he was a man of character. Now, ain't that the kind of man you want? Don't want your goods to be evil spoken of. Hallelujah. You get them things that don't care. Oh, I'm sorry. You get the men. Let's just put it like that. Okay. You get the men that don't care. They don't care what you go, where you go with them. And they don't care how they keep you out at night. They don't care how they sit in your house all night. They don't care none of that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, when we were growing up, hallelujah, my daddy would get up and come to that house, amen, glory to God. He'd knock on the wall 2 times. If it's 9 o'clock, baby, you got to hit the door. If you ain't going to hit the door, he's going to come open the door and let you out, baby. I'm telling you, that's just the type of person he was. You ain't going to do that, hallelujah. I don't care how grown you were, you was in the house with daddy. Okay, so guess what? You had to go by daddy's rules, and I understand that. So let's move on down the road here. Glory to God. But this is what you do. And he said, you take this wheat. So they'll think that he gave her some stuff, and you take it on back to Naomi. So when she got back, she told Naomi everything that happened and everything, and Naomi explained who he was, the good kinsman of theirs, glory to God, and that was just awesome. He said, yeah, he's a good man, and when she had told her everything, you know, and told her what to do and everything, it was good. She did. She followed everything Naomi told her. She did it. She did it. Hallelujah. Now let's move on down now to see what happened when she got him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, she did. Let's move on. Then I'm going to start at the first verse. Then went Boaz up to the gate, chapter 4, Ruth. Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by unto whom he said, ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. He was telling them to come on and sit down. Glory to God. He was telling them to come sit down. You know, Boaz, to me, he was a very respectable man. He didn't try to overpower him. He wanted to do it in the right way. Even he know what was required in their country and the way they do stuff. So he going to tell him to come on, sit down. You know, let's talk. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said unto the kinsmen, Naomi that is come again out of the country of Moab selleth a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, but if thou wilt not it, there tell me, that I may know, for there is none to redeem it besides thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Okay, he didn't know what the stipulations were coming behind that. See, Boaz knew what he was doing. He was setting him up. He was making sure he didn't want no part of it. You know how sometimes people give you stuff, then they come back later, you know, hallelujah, saying, okay, I want it back. Glory to God. No, that wasn't, I want it back. He was making sure that everything was going to be clear. Wouldn't nobody be mad with him? Glory to God, and all was well because he did it in the right way. Now, when you do things in the right way, don't you know God's going to bless you? Glory to God. When you go, amen, hallelujah, and when you wait on the Lord to send you your husband, don't you know, amen, it is well done. That don't mean there ain't going to be no problems on down the road, but you know, anything that you encounter, God's going to help you to walk you through it. Or he's going to send people to you to help you walk it through. Glory to God. That's what he did. So he knew, amen. So he just told him, okay. He said, do you want to buy the land to keep it in the family? Glory to God. So I'm giving you, got first choice. I'm after you. And if you don't want it, I want it, you know. Amen. Let's see what he said. Then said Boaz, what day thou buyest the field of the hand and a hand of Naomi? Thou must buy it also of Ruth, the Moabite, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. He said, now hold up. Let me tell you now. Hold up. Listen now. You're going to get the land. If you're going to buy the land, you're going to also, amen, have to get the woman that come along with the land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, ain't that something? He said, hold up now. He told him about the land first, but he didn't tell him nothing about the woman. Hallelujah. He waited on that. He just told him about the land. But then when he mentioned a woman, he mentioned a woman, you know, he kind of backed up. Let's see what he said. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. He was saying, He said, I can't do that. He said, because I won't have nothing to leave for my sons. He said, you know, then she'll have children by him, and then, you know, to his her children would also have a part of his land. You know, he already had children. So he said, no, hold up. I can't do that. I forfeit everything. I can't do that. You know, Boaz, don't you know Boaz was laughing and smiling? He was hoping that he couldn't do it anyway. Glory to God. Boaz already knew he had children. Come on now. He knew that was the next kin, but then he knew he already had children. Glory to God. And he knew he wasn't going to want to do that. So let's see what he said. Now, this was the matter in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor. And this was a testimony in Israel. Okay, he was saying at the time, you know, what they would do. If he didn't want Ruth, hallelujah, glory to God. Then what happened? They would take off their shoe, and that means he's saying, okay, I don't want it. You can have it. Boaz didn't care if he had athlete's foot. He didn't care nothing. He didn't care how the shoes smell. He didn't care none of that. Because all he wanted was Ruth. He didn't care nothing about that when he took his sandal off. Don't you know Boaz took it? Said, I'll take it any way you give it. I don't care about your shoe. It could be toe up on the floor up. I don't care. Because all he wanted was Ruth. Glory to God. Because he saw what type of woman Ruth was. And he was saying, if anybody can take care of a mother-in-law like that and be faithful to her, make sure she didn't stumble and fall, make sure she made it back to her country, that's the woman I want. Make sure she took care of her like that. So if she took care of just a mother-in-law like that, don't you know she'll take care of me and my children like that? Don't you know Boaz was thinking, glory to God. Let's move on. Therefore the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for thee. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, you are witnesses this day that I have brought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hands of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among the brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. Boaz said, now y'all heard me. Now you heard me. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Glory to God. He said, did you hear me? Because I did give him first choice. And he said he didn't want it. So he pulled his shoe off and gave it to him. He had all these witnesses. You know, You have to be careful about going to, you know, when you go to someone, amen, and talk to them about certain situations. Now, I mean, I know we don't pull our shoes off again, but you know you got to have a paper trail. Make sure you get a paper trail, glory to God. You have to write down dates, numbers, times, everything. Hallelujah. You have to keep a log. Amen, glory to God. So you will have something. Say, this is what you said on this date. This is what you said at this time. Hallelujah. When I asked you this question, this is what you said. So what are you saying? Are you changing your mind? Hallelujah. Like I always say, I'm a writer and I love to write. Hallelujah. Down stuff they say, you know, so I can go back and read it later. Glory to God. I got books and books and tablets of stuff. Hallelujah. And I love it. I love to write. I've always loved to write. Glory to God. So that way, if anything come up, you know, I'm like, okay, let me go back. They just preached that word. So let me go back and see what they said about this word right here. Hallelujah. And that's what he said. He said, hold up, I got all these witnesses out here. So if any funny business getting going on, you know I got all y'all witnesses. I got the elders. I got witnesses. He did not want it. Okay? And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that is come into thine house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthy in Euphrates and be famous in Bethlehem. So he was saying, okay, go ahead, Boaz, because he done said he didn't want them, right? He didn't want them, so go ahead, amen, she's yours. So go ahead, have children, multiply it, hallelujah. Bring your dead husband back to life through the seed, amen, that was coming. That's what he was saying, hallelujah. And let thy house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bare unto Judah of the seed, which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. He was saying, go ahead, she all yours. Don't you know Boaz was happy? Because Boaz went through the steps that he should go through, because he gave him a chance, hallelujah, to get, go ahead if you want to. You know, Boaz was already ready, because he knew he wasn't going to want to do that. He was ready. He was getting ready. He knew he wouldn't want to do that. But he knew Ruth was a good woman. You know, it ain't that good women is hard to find. It's not that good men are hard to find. You know what it is? Nobody's willing to wait on them. That's the thing. Glory to God. You know, you take the first thing calm, and the first thing you say, ooh, baby, you look good. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Then that's what you receive just because he said that. Well, guess what? Well, he done told you that. He done told a thousand of them other ones that. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, they got some fine pickup lines, women. Listen. Glory to God. Ruth didn't try to pick him up. She didn't do nothing but just going on about her merry business. You know, I've heard say, well, you know what? Just go on and continue. Spend this time with the Lord, doing what you're supposed to do for the Lord until that time you get married, you know, and everything. And then when you get married, amen, you're going to wish you could, you know, go out. You don't have to worry about nobody. You could spend days and days if you wanted to, hallelujah, just praying and fasting and before the Lord. But then you're going to have a mate, and it ain't going to be so easy. Hallelujah, because he's going to require some of your time. You know, take it all in. Take some notes, ladies, because it's coming. I know some people do take notes, because I tell you what, they will call me and say, this, that. They will call me after the show and tell me that, right? So I'm telling you, glory to God, I receive every word that I get. Hallelujah. Let's move on. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. Look at that. Glory to God. They did things the right way. Hallelujah. They got married after all that, and then God blessed her because she did things the right way. Don't cut your blessing short. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you wait, you say you've been waiting a long time. Then all of a sudden you just want to give up that waiting party, glory to God, and go on over here, hallelujah, and just party on that side, hallelujah. And but then you give up everything, hallelujah. You give up the blessing. You got to start all back over again. No, don't do it, don't do it, and don't do it. Glory to God, because the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and it add no sorrow. You won't have to start all over again if you just hold on. Hallelujah. You know, they said hold on just a little while longer, but And I'm here to tell you, you might have to hold on a long while sometimes because there's some things in you that God wants to get out of you, showing you how to be a wife, showing you how to be a mother, showing you how, hallelujah, to take care of a house, showing you how to handle money. Oh, my God. Showing you how, hallelujah, that you have to treat this man, glory to God, and fixing him also, showing him, hallelujah, what you got to lose, all the women that you've been with, and now you're serving me, and he has to cut them loose from them, glory to God, hallelujah, so you won't have nobody coming in, keying up your cars, glory to God, hallelujah, and come in when you see a lot in the streets, and they're talking smack, glory to God. See, there's a lot that has to take place sometimes. You may get a brother that ain't, you know, hallelujah, he's serving the Lord, but glory to God, God ain't finished with him yet, and that might be your husband, but you don't want to damage things. You want God to do his complete work. He that has begun, hallelujah, is able to do a complete work, hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God, my God, hallelujah. Let's move to 14. And the woman said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord which has not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nurturer of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him. Glory to God. In other words, she was saying, look, you thought you lost everything, Naomi, but look what doesn't happen. God done gave you somebody, hallelujah, that's going to take care of you in your old age. That's what you need, glory to God. Somebody that's going to be there with you through the thick and the thin. You don't want nobody that's going to be there, hallelujah. When the thick get thin, they're going to thin out. You ain't going to be nowhere to be found, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on now. My God. Let's finish up. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became a nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse. Ain't that something? The father of David. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Look what happened. God blessed them anyway after all they had went through. Don't you want God to bless you with that one? Amen. Hallelujah. Let me help you out. Hallelujah. This is live radio, so we're going to, amen, we going to make sure we're telling the truth. Don't you want, when you go out, ladies, hallelujah, glory to God, you want somebody to open the door for you, the right somebody. But let me help you out. Every time somebody open the door for you, that ain't your husband. Just because he opened the door for you, glory to God, that ain't him. You want somebody that's going to be there for the long run. Like I said, the long haul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When the thick get thin, they thin out. You want somebody that's going to be there when the thick get thicker. Amen. They're going to be there to help you thin it out. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. You want someone that's going to be there, hallelujah, no matter what happens. You don't want nobody that every time you go out and go somewhere, hallelujah, out to eat, you got to pay to be. If you do, let me help you out. That ain't Boaz. Hallelujah. That may be both, but it ain't Boaz. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what you need. Hallelujah. I don't know what get out with these women, me going out, and they say, well, you pay one time and I pay one time. No, sister. Don't do that, glory to God. If they can't take you out and feed you, hallelujah. If they can't take you to the movies, then guess what? Hallelujah. Stay on at home. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? Hallelujah. If we're dating, glory to God, and you can't, hallelujah, take me to the movies, hallelujah, there's something wrong. You can't be that old, and, you know, you can't be that young, and you ain't got nothing going for you. Hallelujah. You know, this sister I know, hallelujah. You know, I was telling her something, and I said, you know what? I said, someone approached me, and, you know, they said, well, you know, all I got is, you know, $13, you know, left out of my check. And you know what the sister said? She said, well, Mom, you know what? He can't do nothing for you. He can't even buy you a cold drink or a bag of potato chips. And I laughed. I said, girl, stop. You know, and we laughed. You know, I was laughing at the fact you know, that he didn't have much money. That ain't what I was laughing at. I was just laughing at the joke, her joke. But if you don't, if they don't try to come up no higher, then they won't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes they forget about God and putting God in it. Hallelujah. They just going on about their merry way, spending their money any type of way. Well, guess what? Hallelujah. If you ain't paying no tithes, you ain't paying no offering, you ain't going to have a $13.50 left. Glory to God. And if you don't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you still ain't going to have a $13.50. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that ain't him. So you ain't missing everybody that comes and say, well, you know what? You good looking. Hallelujah. My God. Just do like, I know somebody that always says, well, you know what? I know that. They always tell them that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And ain't nothing wrong with that. But be careful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a certain standard that a man should uphold. Hallelujah. I'm not downing men. I'm just telling the women, you know, you got to watch it in these last days. Glory to God. You really got to watch it because they're sheep. Hallelujah. They're wolves in sheep clothing. So you got to watch it because Ruth stayed faithful. She was supposed to do. But Naomi, hallelujah. But by Naomi putting the word of God in her, that's what kept her faithful to her because she knew, hallelujah. Now, just think about it. If Oprah had came on, hallelujah, because Oprah was looking, she was looking with her natural eye. She wasn't looking with the spiritual eye. Hallelujah. See, Ruth was looking like, okay, this is a chance to go and see this God over here, you know, and watch him work. Because Naomi done told me what he can do. He a miracle working God. Hallelujah. But you see, Oprah didn't want all that. She was looking with her natural eye. Hallelujah. So that's why she wanted to go back to her natural country. Hallelujah. To them familiar spirits that she already knew. But Ruth wanted to go on. Hallelujah. And she was going to be faithful to see what this God can do, because I done heard so much about him. Hallelujah. And I want to see, amen, and watch him work. Glory to God. So I'm going to remain right here where I am, because I know he got to have a blessing for me. Don't you know she was thinking, hallelujah. Well, what's going to come next? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't just let my mother-in-law travel by herself. I don't want nothing to happen to her. So I'm going to remain faithful to see what the end going to be. Oprah did not do that. She was looking at her natural, hallelujah. She was looking in the natural. Glory to God. Going back to where she was. Going back living that familiar life that she had was already living in. Hallelujah. But Ruth went on to see what the end was going to be. What God had for over in this other country. Glory to God. And look what he had for. Hallelujah. She got her Boaz, hallelujah, but she went through many things and took many, many steps before she got to that point. She didn't go looking for no young men, hallelujah, old women, y'all need to quit. And she didn't go looking for, hallelujah, no old men, old women, y'all need to stop. Glory to God, hallelujah. She just went, hallelujah, and she went and started gleaning and picking up the corn. Can you see her down there praying? You know, hallelujah, just picking up. You know, Lord, I know we got to eat. I know we need this wheat. We need this barley because we need to make some bread, and we need this corn because we need something to eat. Glory to God. Naomi can't do it, so I'm going to help her out. I'm going to continue to glean in this field, and she didn't hate it. Not 1 minute. She told her to stay at home. And I'll go and I'll pick it up for you. Hallelujah. I'll go out and I'll glean us some wheat and get us some barley. Get us some, hallelujah, some corn so we can have something to cook. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She just continued on her merry way. She was out there all covered up, not walking with her chest out. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Not walking with her chest out. Hallelujah. Not walking with all the graffiti rolled across the bottom. My goodness grief. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not walking out there with her pajamas on, going to the store. Oh, Lord, help us, Lord. Hallelujah. Not going with the head rags. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. All on top of the head. Hallelujah. She just went out there. Hallelujah. And she was gleaning from the field. And Boaz walked in. And she caught his eye. Glory to God. Don't you want God to put you in a place where you can catch somebody's eye? Hallelujah. You're dressed just right. You're looking right. Hallelujah. You're looking good. You're smelling good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be in that place where God can, you know, he can bless you just like he did Ruth? Hallelujah. Because he blessed her. My God, he blessed her. Hallelujah. And then she had a little son. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, something that she did not have. Hallelujah. And it was a blessing that she stayed faithful. She stayed faithful and did what she was supposed to do. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Can you remain faithful in doing what God is calling you to do? Hallelujah. Without walking by every time you walk by one, oh, Lord, is that him? Is that him, Lord? Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Glory to God. Just continue and carry on. He'll put you right in the path. You may be both be over there squeezing the bananas. You might both be over there. Amen. Sniffing the lemons. You may both be sniffing the cantaloupe. You just never know, because he can do it any way he want to do it. You know, I've heard the story of these two of how they met, and it's just awesome. Maybe one day we could get them to tell us that story. Glory to God. I thought it was just so awesome. You know, I laughed and I thought about it on today. I said, my God, now that was just awesome of how they met. My God, my God. So that's really what you want. Let God be God in your life. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is there to lead you and guide you. He ain't going to guide you into nothing wrong. If the Holy Ghost said wait, then wait. Hallelujah. If the Holy Ghost said go forward, then you go forward. If you don't say nothing, then you just be still. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. If anyone desires prayer, I'm on up the line before we go get off. Glory to God. If you desire prayer, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in. Hallelujah. My God, my God. No one pressed the 1. Amen. So we're going to go ahead on. Hallelujah. I don't want to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, forgive me of all my sins that I have committed against you, O Lord. I give you my heart, God. I repent for all my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God and welcome to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I don't want you to forget, hallelujah, to go ahead and hit me up on Facebook and let me know it was you, whether you're listening online or you're listening, hallelujah, by way of, if you're calling in or listening by way of, it doesn't matter. Go ahead. You don't have to tell me your name, but just hit me up on Facebook and say that was me, hallelujah. Glory to God. It's inbox me. I got two pages, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, and let go and let go. Hallelujah. Now I want to encourage you to make sure that you listen in for the next 30 minutes, 30 minutes of power. It's going to be Minister Elaine Jackson, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. It's going to start at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. So I want you to make sure that you listen in to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and what the Spirit of the Lord is doing. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead and get off and let you take a break and then tune in for the next hour of power. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we'll see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. Amen.